Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seen this ad? Mitt Romney claiming the president would end welfare's work requirements. NBC calls it dubious, and they're right. It's false. The Washington Post says the Obama administration is not removing the bill's work requirements at all. States have to increase the number of people moving from welfare to work. In fact, Romney asked for even more flexibility when he was governor. Romney, flexible on welfare and the truth.
There's a new ad from the president claiming the latest ad from Mitt Romney is distorting his welfare plan. The presidential races at the top of the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with a report from Joe Battenfeld. Here he talks to Todd Feinberg on his radio program about the similarities between the calls for Romney to release his tax returns and the birthers calling for Obama to release his birth certificate.
I think the whole Harry Reid thing is still, I mean, the fact it's been going on almost a week now, and I think it's really touched the nerve with people, especially Republicans, obviously, but just, I hope it does with other voters, because this is a case where a Democrat is saying something completely outrageous, unfounded allegation, and this is the kind of thing that Democrats always complain that Republicans are doing. You know, the whole political discourse and how can we do this? And it's the same thing.
So do you think is there a downside? Is that what you're saying for Barack Obama being the sleaziest president in modern memory?
There's a downside, too. I think to throwing people out, throwing out charges like this and making it look like it really makes it look like you're desperate. This is what it makes it look like, because even when guys like John Stewart are going out there and calling you terrible, this is a Democrat, Harry Reid, you know this is a bad mistake.
Well, but maybe, wait a sec. Yeah. It's not a mistake if he is desperate and their calculation is there is no way to win other than to absolutely ravage the reputation of Mitt Romney, in other words, to fight like a trapped animal and try to tear apart the opposition and maybe get lucky and have people not blame him for it enough that he loses.
Right, but this is a ridiculous... It's one thing to go and fight like a trapped animal, but this is fighting like a rabid animal. That's crazy, because and this hurts Obama, I think, because it reflects on him, and now the White House is being asked about it. Do you agree with it? Do you back off it? Every Democrat in the world is being asked about it. Do you think it's right? And many are saying, yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it. So but Obama is not saying that. So I do believe that it's gone way too far in this case, and you're going to get damage back because of it. And average voters see it. It's like, well, I think average voters, a lot of them out there say, okay, Mitt Romney, taxes, yeah, whatever, release them. But they don't think that people should be running around making completely baseless allegations. It's silly what he's doing. To use an Elizabeth Warren term, it's silly what he's doing, because I don't know why he even would throw it out there and say, and say that somebody told him that. There's better ways of doing it, of raising questions about it than that. So I think it's very awkward and makes them look bad.
Well, I agree. However, I think it's, you know, when Republicans came out and started saying Mitt Romney should release his tax returns, they were saying something they couldn't know. They only knew half the equation, which was politically it's better to be open than to not be open,
right,
and by
right.
releasing the returns, you put the issue away in theory.
Right,
but
right.
they were doing that without the knowledge of the tax returns sitting there in front of them, so they were in no position to give advice. It may be we're in no position to give advice, because we're not sitting around with David Axelrod and David Plouffe, Obama's people, and listening to them tell us how it's impossible, based on the history of elections and every bit of science mm-hmm. they can construct, it's impossible for Barack Obama to win this election.
No. I mean, I agree that they've decided that they have to tear down Romney to win. They can't run otherwise. But I don't think you do it this way, in such a crazy way.
In such an overt and obvious way.
No, I mean, they're definitely going to harp on the tax issue.
No, but with this thing that Harry Reid's doing is just brazen, ugly, gutter politics.
Up next, CNN calls out the president for his Super PAC's latest ad. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ To Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala Soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
No.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
Talk radio in review. It seems like President Obama will stop at nothing. Wolf Blitzer and Brianna Keeler talk about this late ad from the super PAC for the president, which they say is not just misleading, but completely false.
A new attack ad by a super PAC backing President Obama basically blames Mitt Romney for a woman's death from cancer after his company, Bain Capital, shut down the steel mill where the woman's husband worked. Let's go to our White House correspondent, Brianna Keeler. She's watching the story for us. Brianna, on the surface, it seems pretty outrageous to blame Mitt Romney for the death of this woman. That's a pretty outrageous claim, but what's going on here?
It does when you dig deeper here, Wolf, because this ad makes it sound like this woman passed away shortly after Bain Capital closed down the steel plant where her husband worked. But in reality, she passed away 5 years after it closed. And the former steel worker in this ad, I spoke to him on the phone today, and he said that during some of that time, his wife had insurance through her employer. So, Wolf, this is a heart-wrenching story, but it's not accurate.
Joe Softick worked at GST Steel in Missouri for almost 30 years, was laid off after Bain Capital acquired the plant, eventually closing it down. Now Softick is featured in a new ad by Priorities USA Action, the super PAC supporting President Obama's re-election.
When Mitt Romney and Bain closed the plant, I lost my health care, and my family lost their health care, and a short time after that, my wife became ill, and then I took her up to the Jackson County Hospital and admitted her for pneumonia, and that's when they found the cancer. And by then, it was stage four. There was nothing they could do for her.
It's a heartbreaking story, but the ad does not tell all of it. In 1999, Mitt Romney leaves Bain for the Salt Lake Olympics, stopping day-to-day oversight of the company, but remaining CEO. In 2001, Joe Sopcich loses his job when Bain closes the plant. His wife still has insurance, though, from her employer, Savers Thrift Store. A year later, Romney formally leaves Bain, and it's that year, 2002, or perhaps 2003, Sopcich tells CNN, that his wife leaves her job because of an injury. That's when she became uninsured, without fallback insurance from her husband. A few years later, in 2006, she goes to the hospital, is diagnosed with cancer, and dies just days later. Sopcich, an Obama supporter who has appeared in another ad back in May for the Obama campaign, blames Romney for the loss of his job and his insurance.
Talk host Greg Knapp focusing on the attacks and how bad they're getting on both sides as the campaigns move to their conventions.
Mitt Romney and Barack Obama going at it. Barack Obama is trying to say that Mitt Romney is looking to tax the poor to give to the rich.
He'd ask the middle class to pay more in taxes so that he could give another $250,000 tax cut to people making more than $3 million a year. It's like Robin Hood in reverse. It's Romney Hood.
Of course, it's just not true. I mean, it's a funny line. It's a good line from Obama, and I'm sure that the people who love Obama think it's perfect, but it's just not true. And we're going to get into the details of how it's not. There is absolutely nothing in Romney's plan that would increase taxes on anyone. But there's a liberal think tank that says it will. Based on what? Well, assumptions. Totally made up stuff that we'll get to in a minute. So Mitt Romney hits back yesterday.
We've been watching the president say a lot of things about me and about my policies, and they're just not right. And if I were to coin a term, it would be Obama-loney.
He's coined the term Obama-loney, and I love it, and I want you to start using it today. I want you to use this in a sentence at least three or four times today. Producer Lefty, you know how you told me earlier that you didn't have time to do that thing I asked you to do?
Yep.
That's about that's a bunch of Obama-loney.
There you go.
You get on that right now.
Or you can go down to your local deli place and say, I would like a 6-inch with Obama-loney. My social sandwich with Obama-loney.
That means you get the sandwich for free? And make everybody else pay for it?
Yeah,
and
that's everybody else in line pays for
right,
it.
Right, the people behind you. Right. I want some Obama-loney, and this rich guy behind me will pay.
That's right. There you go.
There you go. I like that. Or like I say, if your kid says, I can't wash the dishes tonight because I have homework, you say, it's summertime. That's a bunch of Obama-loney. Or maybe the person, maybe your wife says something to you that you don't like, or your husband, and you say, man, I'm tired of all that Obama-loney. You got to find a way to work this thing in.
Or when you go into work, say, I want a raise. As a matter of fact, I want $200,000. And they say, well, we can't afford that because of bad economic times. You say, that's a bunch of Obama-loney.
I say it probably would be true.
It's Romney Hood.
Obama-loney.
It's Romney Hood.
Obama-loney.
It's Romney Hood.
Obama-loney.
And this is going to be the big debate. It's coming down to Obama-loney versus Romney Hood. They're neck and neck, coming around the last corner, coming down the home stretch. It's Obama-loney. No, it's Romney Hood. No, it's Obama-loney. We'll see how that works. I like Obama-loney. I think that's a good one. I'm ready for that on T-shirts. I'm ready for that on bumper stickers. You may think this is silly. I know, Greg, you're spending too much time on Obama-loney. Let me tell you something. This kind of stuff matters in the race. This kind of stuff, the style, the phraseology, the slogans, the bumper stickers. You don't think Hope and Change helped Obama? You don't think Yes We Can helped Obama? That kind of stuff, man, I'm telling you, it does more than you think.
It's all about marketing. Everything is about branding yourself and marketing, and I think that
absolutely,
this is possibly the one word, the one message that you could just say in one word that explains the entire administration right now.
Absolutely. These little snippets are the things that for many people will turn them. Now, people like you listening right now, you are involved. You are looking at the issues. You understand where these guys are coming from. You follow this stuff. But there are a lot of Americans who don't. They're busy doing other stuff. They're not really politically involved. And they may pay attention for 5 minutes. And when they pay attention for 5 minutes, these are the kind of things that matter.
Let's take a break here for a moment. Then we'll shift the focus to the summer drought and the revival of the debate over global warming. I
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So the hot hits focus really on what's hot, the summer drought. Here's host Brian Freeman with Jim Krasula from CBS. They talk about the harsh conditions in the Midwest and how it's affecting the cost of the food, the produce that you're buying all across the country.
With the drought in the Midwest, are we going to see increased prices for things like soybeans and cotton corn and tobacco because of that? Maybe not necessarily tobacco, but the other crops?
Yeah, in fact, Brian, those prices for those crops right now are at record highs. And what that means for each of us, basically down the line, is that, especially with corn and soybeans, we could be looking at higher food prices because so many things obviously contain corn and soybeans. And that's where it's going to hit this drought of the heat that we've been hearing about and we're talking about in the Midwest. That's where that's going to hit all of us in the pocketbook.
Yeah, and North Carolina and the other southern states that grow these crops obviously don't create the volume of what's being missed in the Midwest. I saw some video of corn in the Midwest over the weekend. And, Jim, I swear this stuff was only a foot and a half high. And what's the old adage? High as an elephant's eye by the 4th of July. They haven't even gotten close to the top of the toenail at this point.
Yeah, really. It used to be knee-high by the 4th of July.
Yeah, that's it.
Shoulder high by the 4th of July, you know. And I was in the Midwest about a month ago, Brian, and yes, really quite remarkable to see what the heat and the sun, the drought have done to these crops. Absolutely stunted the growth, withered these crops away. And again, this is the nation's breadbasket. And another huge issue that they've had out west is the Mississippi River. Remember last year we had all the coverage about the Mississippi River, the great waterway of the, you know, central part of the country, being at record highs, all-time highs. Well, this year, that river basically at record lows in many, many places, so much so that they've had to shut down barge traffic on the river a couple of dozen times already this summer because water levels are so low. And again, that affects commerce and ultimately consumer prices.
Talk host Bobby Walsh with analyst Paul Sanders about a well-known global warming skeptic who's announced that he's changed his mind.
We're talking about Dr. Richard Mueller and the mainstream media selling a story last week that a skeptical scientist had done a total turnaround and becomes a global warming alarmist as a result of his team's comprehensive study of global surface temperatures. Why don't you tell us who Mr. Mueller really is?
Hi, well, Mr. Mueller is a physics professor in geophysics at the University of California at Berkeley. And the mainstream media is deliberately mislabeling him a skeptic so they can concoct this total turnaround story as a fraud. He was never a skeptic. He admitted that in 2011. And in 2008, he said things like, there is a consensus that global warming is real. It is going to get much, much worse.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other quotes I could give you from all the way back to 2003.
Yeah, he has one. Let me be clear. My own reading of the literature and study of paleoclimate suggests strongly that carbon dioxide from burning of fossil fuels will prove to be the greatest pollutant of human history. It is likely to have severe and detrimental effects on global climate. That was him in 2003. 2004, he said, in 2008, he said the consensus for global warming is real. 2008, he said if Al Gore reaches more people and convinces the world that global warming is real, even if he does it through exaggeration and distortion, which he does, but he's very effective at it, then let him fly any plane he wants. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, so there he's trying to make excuses for Al Gore's
flying around
tens of thousands of square feet homes that he's heating and cooling and flying all over the world in jets.
Right. And this is who the media is. Now, you found that easily, and yet the mainstream media is selling him as a global warming skeptic. Now, what a lie. What a crock of bull.
Your call is up next about any or all of these items. 800-510-8255. Are you a global warming skeptic? Next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money GEICO saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Three after the hour now, as we continue the conversation, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, discussing now the global warming situation, the drought. Anybody who doesn't think this is a normal, natural part of things, yeah, it's exacerbated by what we've done. But humans are part of the chain, or part of the system. So those who think that this is something out of the ordinary, global warming is part of the problem in terms of, severity. But if you don't understand that there have been droughts all around the globe for millions, billions of years, you don't understand, you have no education, frankly, about the planet. So those people who think it's all global warming are foolish and not right. And those people who think there's no global warming are foolish and not right either. So with that as a background, let's launch into some of your calls at 800-510-8255. Here's Eddie in South Carolina with the cause. He's sure of it.
We call it climate change. It's really global warming, okay? There was a scientist that did a study on climate global warming, and he concurred that it is definitely caused by carbon exhaust from human beings, and it was funded by nobody other than the Koch brothers. Okay, Lake Mead is down 150 feet below normal. All right, And if these people think that this is just a one-time thing, they're totally wrong. The ocean has raised 3 feet above normal. Right? It's just going to continue on. If we don't do something about this soon, there's going to be a point where there's going to be no return.
800-510-8255. By the way, this past month, the month of July, the hottest month on record for the United States, the contiguous U.S., this according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, study revealing the average temperature across the country was 77.6 degrees. That's 3.3 degrees above the 20th century average. Previous warmest July was in 1936. The average temperature was 77.4 degrees. This study also revealed the drought covers about 63% of the lower 48 states. Average participation there is 0.19 inch below average. So, does that mean we're headed for doomsday? That I don't think it's possible for us to predict that, frankly. There are a lot of people who will say there are dire things ahead and there are warnings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The climate certainly has changed. Has it changed over a 100-year period or a 1,000-year period or a 100,000-year period or a million-year period or a 100-million-year period or over a billion years? That's the discussion, really, to have. 800-510-8255. Fred, calling the countdown in Texas, has an explanation for global warming.
With regard to climate change, I would just like to point out that water vapor is the biggest greenhouse gas. There's a book by James P. Hogan. He took and compiled some other scientists' study. They came up with the idea that there's 33 degrees Celsius of natural greenhouse gases. 32 degrees Celsius of it is driven by water vapor. 1 degree Celsius is all other gases, including CO2. CO2 is minuscule and has compared to the water vapor. The water moves in and out in symbiosis with the oceans of the world. NASA, a couple of years ago, put out a study that said all the planets in the solar system seem to be heating, and it's generated by the sun. As the oceans absorb the sun energy, it drives more water vapor into the atmosphere and heats the globe.
All right. Okay, thank you. Who agrees with that? Or what do you know? You can speculate. You can listen to the postulators, the various people that are politically motivated one way or another. People who have science backgrounds. There's no agreement on this 100%. Tim's listening to WAYY in Eau Claire. You're on the Countdown Live. Tim, hi.
Hi, how are you doing, Doug?
I'm well, thank you for asking. How about you?
You know, to say that this is the warmest summer on record, well, we only have what you might call accurate records for 117 years.
Yeah, a little over 100 years. Yeah, right.
And so, and obviously to create an average, you need highs and lows, right? So,
good idea, yeah.
You know, obviously some summers are going to be warmer than others. But how much more accurate are thermometers now than they were in 1895? Are you taking the temperature readings from the same exact locations, right? I mean, there's so many variables.
All right, so what do you think?
You cannot possibly say, and nobody can possibly say, this is the hottest summer the United States has ever had. We only have 117 years of data. Can anybody tell me how warm it was in the summer of 1836? Of course not. How do we know that wasn't the warmest summer ever? You know, it just gets to be stupid.
Well,
I mean, it really does.
It gets to be conversational, and it gets to be, there's a passion that people have for this sort of thing, and it's just, it is another way. It has become a sad part of our division in the country. Just one more argument, one more point of view that people get angry about. And it's a part of our human condition here.
I mean,
everything is politicized, including this.
It's broadcast on the news like, here we go. Oh, my gosh, it's so warm. And it's
well, the news media is the culprit. A lot of times they distort things and don't get the story right, and they're full of fear. You know, it's like just a promo. Stay tuned for the news on the warmest summer on record, and what does it mean for your lawn? You know, that kind of stuff. 800-510-8255. Frank's in Leesburg, Florida, where it gets hot. Hi, Frank.
Hi, I just wanted to make a little bit of a correction that it was not Paul Sanders, but Paul Saunders who was speaking with Bobby Gunther Walsh.
Okay.
I know him personally, and this has become his second life.
What does he say?
He says it's the influence of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And global warming is not man-made, and we could do barely anything to affect in comparison to what the sun is doing.
What I'd like to know from him, the one thing that does make sense that you hear from people, other than the things about methane gas and CO2 and these people who say the cows are responsible for it, that kind of nonsense. What I find interesting, appealing, and sort of credible is the influence that airplanes have. There are thousands of planes flying millions of miles every day. They spew out exhaust from the diesel fuel, the jet fuel, and that's at 34 to 40,000 feet, maybe 28,000 to 41,000 feet, whatever it is. That's above or close to above where atmospheric conditions are actually made. And we all know the idea when you're flying is to get above the clouds. But sometimes you're not very far above the clouds, and all of the crisscrossing these planes do around the planet has some impact because the exhaust is going right into pretty much the layer where the weather is made. And so that has an impact. How much? That remains to be seen. But is it man-made, all of this, all by itself? Uh-uh. And I think that's what most people are grasping. Good to hear from you, Frank. Thank you for taking the time to call us. 800-510-8255. Some of your calls we put on the air live. Some of them recorded for broadcast later. And some are from some of the programs that we sample here as we listen to what's going on hundreds of talk radio stations with great talk radio hosts all around the country. That's the job here. We get the pulse of the nation on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh.
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
well.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're discussing the drought in the United States. Statistics over the last X number of years. How relevant are they? What do you really think is the cause? If you have an opinion, this is a good time for you to air it. 800-510-TALK. The next caller is Jim in Washington with the global warming aspect of this conversation.
Do I believe global warming is real? And the answer is yes. And the solution is, and my response to the question of solution is, we're doomed. The reason I say that is for a couple of reasons. First of all, I'm 70, in my 70s, and this issue of global warming has been around for all of my adult life, and it's only now that we're getting serious about it. But at the time that it first came up, there was a countervailing theory about global cooling. That global cooling was attributable to particulate matter in the upper atmosphere blocking the rays of the sun. And since has been demonstrated that we are not only experiencing global warming, but also global cooling. Even if we seriously address the problem of global warming, by reducing our carbon footprint, we'll probably also reduce the particulate matter in the upper atmosphere, thus exacerbating the problem of global warming by reducing the effect of global cooling. So there's that, but the main reason is that if we're going to do anything serious about global warming, the American people are going to have to give up their cars, and I just don't see that happening.
800-510-8255. We are doomed. You feel that's the way? It is kind of interesting when you look at the numbers, though, and you understand the ouch impact. This is no surprise. The feds, the scientists working for the government say July, the hottest month ever on record in the lower 48 states, breaking a record set during the Dust Bowl in the 1930s. But again, as was pointed out by an earlier caller, the records have only been kept for the past 140 years, and they weren't that great in the first half century. All right, let's keep going here. 800-510-8255. Here's Charlie in Arkansas.
All the blacktop that is in the world, from parking lots to airports to streets to driveways, when you cover over a half acre or so of Earth's surface, you kill that surface. And then all day it sits there and absorbs the sun's heat. And then of the night it releases the heat. Even this morning I can go out there where the sun was shining yesterday and the heat's just coming up there. And also the effect of the heat that's coming from the center of the Earth is affected by blacktopping the surface of the Earth. According to the British thermal unit law, heat dissipates according to the law. And so when you have this unnatural force of paving over the surface of the earth, you're really interfering with the balance between the small sun that we have at the center of the earth. It's just as bright. If you could see what's below you 3,000 miles, it would be a lot brighter and bigger than what you're looking at. As far as being close to it, as our sun. So that very delicate balance is, it's not just being, destroyed by what we put in the atmosphere, but even more by what we're doing to the surface of Mother Earth. We are destroying this planet just like a bunch of parasites, on a tree.
All right, 800-510-8255. Wow, there's more people that want to be heard on this, so let's give them an opportunity in just a few moments here on the countdown.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does, and so we are here. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Global warming is the focus here on the countdown. This drought we've had this past summer, it was on the East Coast something to deal with in terms of temperature, but the atmosphere has been moderately good. Things are growing quite well because the soil is so warm and there has been enough moisture. It's not the case where all of you are. I know that swath from Illinois across Indiana into Ohio, parts of Pennsylvania and down a little south from there. It really is not a pleasant situation. Iowa, many areas, not all of Iowa, but many areas have been affected by this. 800-510-8255. One of the things we're not talking about is the impact this will have on the cost of food, the availability of food, how many people are there that are without food on the planet because of droughts in Africa, parts of Asia as well. 800-510-TALK. Ralph in New York says, to counter what a gentleman said a few minutes ago, it really isn't too late.
You know, when someone says it's too late, for example, I mean, Jacques Cousteau mentioned at one time before he died that when he found a Coca-Cola bottle at some incredibly deep level in the ocean, he said he realized that it was too late. On the other hand, the human beings tend to think a little bit more of themselves. I mean, the Earth has been around. Like, for example, the Appalachians were once the tallest mountains in the world. I mean, it's incredible the amount of time. So when this information comes in, you know, when it, as they're gathering facts about the climate, it's going to take a long time till something, you know, and we figure out what's going on, or what the effect is, if that's the case, and obviously it is, but with taking the little bits of information and blowing them up into these alarmist, it doesn't seem to work very well.
800-510-8255. A lot of things. A lot of things don't work too well here. We still find a way of working around them, however. But the dew does seem to be getting deeper, doesn't it? The deep doo-doo. Tim in Mississippi thinks global warming is the end of the world.
You don't have to go too far to realize that global warming is real. If you think about what would happen if you released a lot of gas inside a closed system or inside a closed bottle, how that would change the temperature inside that system. And as we release all of this carbon waste into the closed system of the Earth's atmosphere, it has to build up and create like a blanket which increases the temperature. I mean, that's just logic. If you look at what's going on in the world, all of the things that global warming or that climate change has predicted should happen have begun to happen, including the melting of the polar ice cap, the melting of the glaciers, and these huge storms that have begun to occur, like Katrina. The glacier in Greenland, which does melt over the summer, but which usually takes the entire summer to melt, melted in like one day this year. The glacier, which is on top of Mount Kilimanjaro, which waters most of East Africa, is going to completely disappear. These things are going to change entirely the way the world is and are going to lead to mass extinctions. All right? And these are the only choices that are left. They did a study, and they said that if this issue wasn't dealt with by 2013, it was too late. All right? By 2052... there will be at least a 2-degree change in the U.S. temperature. Now, some people think that means nothing, but in reality, it means probably about maybe a foot rising in the ocean's levels. Now, if you rise the ocean's level a foot, you just get rid of the entire seacoast of the United States or any other country on Earth. All right, this is the end of the world, and nobody's doing anything about it.
All right. Is it 800-510-8255? Let's see. Finally, Joe in Georgia, you can wrap it up with us.
This is bogus. I'm certified by Georgia Clean Air, and like we have 5 gas analyzers, and they're calibrated by zero air gas, and you can run the tube outside and measure the PPMs of CO2 outside, and it's what they're saying is just not there. But let me go on to something else. CO2 weighs 1.5 times more than air, and you can, I mean, rocks don't float, and like what they're saying, if they say it heats up and it goes up and the upper atmosphere is cold, and so it would come back down if it did go up, which it don't. But they don't tell you how much the green life, the plant life, uses in metric tons of CO2 a year to produce oxygen. But another thing, if you, the Chicago Climate Exchange, mostly people are invested in that. If you gave me $1 billion or a grant, I'd tell you my airplane's stuck in CO2 and I could get out and walk on it when I flew. You know, if I was going to make that much money.
All right. Well, there's no agreement, but then there never is on things like this. Lots of interesting information, some of it good, some of it pretty substantial, actually. Thanks for the info share here.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.